Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsway, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I'm Mariam Adams, and I have the pleasure of being joined at our Book Fair studio by Sven Atzlora. Sven burst onto the literary scene in 2023 with his magical and quirky debut, Buried Treasure. He is an accountant who reads a lot, we're talking 65 books a year, is covered in tattoos, plays the guitar, and loves his dog, according to his own bio. His second novel, God's Pocket, has just been released. Welcome, Sven, and thanks for joining us.
Graham, thanks so much for having me. And before we go any further, I heard it's a very special birthday of yours. So that's first of all, happy birthday.
Oh,
congrats. You're having a good day.
I'm having a brilliant day. I feel like I'm in my element. I'm surrounded by books and authors and lovely readers. So,
am I out to your age?
Yes.
At 25, you know what's going on much more than I did when I was 25. So congratulations. You're doing a good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for putting me on the spot. I'm going to switch the roles over and put you on the spot by asking you, what is the last book that you read and what will you be reading next?
The last book I read was Alistair Mackay's The Child, local Cape Town author. And I read it because I'm going to be interviewing him in Durban. And it was fascinating. Read a really cool book for anyone who's thinking about buying. What am I going to read next? I just bought a book of short stories, but that's not what's next. What's next?
How big is that to be read?
It's very, very large. I need to read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's Until August. That is next on my list.
Oh, wow.
He was a big influence of mine when the very first time I started writing. So I feel like his posthumous book needs to be
real. Ooh, good to know. And more on that later.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot in a short amount of time with two books in under 2 years. Tell us about this transition from accounting to the literary world.
I don't know if you can call it a transition. That sounds like peaceful and nice. You know? It's this jarring pull between the two worlds because I'm still accounting. Like, I just came back from France, where we saw you guys, and then straight into my accounting job under fluorescent lights on my cubicle doing my thing, and then flew up to Joburg, and now I'm sitting here meeting authors and doing this stuff. The two worlds have not learned how to work together just yet. But I was really, no one talks about this, but I got rejected for 10 years before I finally got a book published. And it turns out it was a blessing because I've got this backlog of novels that are now coming out. The book that came out this year, I wrote 3 years ago. And I've got a new one coming out next year. And they were already written. They needed to be edited, but it's making my life a little bit easier. I feel like I've got a slight buffer before I have to start stressing.
So you started writing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Cool.
The first three novels I wrote were all awful. I'll never show anyone. They were really bad. But that's how you learn, right?
Yeah, everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
But wow, what a story. You spoke about one of your muses, but do you have any other muses?
I have so many muses. How much time do we have to talk about this? Probably another 25 years.
Yeah. You know?
I don't just get my inspiration from novels. I'm one of those people that absorb everything. If you tell me a funny story, I'll steal it from you and put it in a novel. I absorb people's moods. I absorb music is probably the biggest one for me. Movies as well. So I have so many. I can't even get into it. I just watched a really great Korean movie. And you know when it just something gets inside you? And when I saw it, I was thinking, I can use this.
Which
I'm not
movie?
Sure. Past Love.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Right? The dialogues are subtle. Shout out to Shabnam Khan who gave me that recommendation.
Okay.
But I absorb all of the stuff and I don't know what I'm going to use it for. I have no idea. But it just, if you look at my notebook, I'll show it to you later. It looks like I'm a serial killer. You know, I've got a family writing everywhere with the pictures and the crossing out. But there's just so much life around me at the moment. And I'm just here for all of it, you know.
Mm. And Past Lives, what a recommendation. That movie is gentle and quiet.
Yeah.
It's so affecting. all at the same time.
It's the restraint in the dialogue. That's almost, yeah, it's just really beautiful.
Wow. So God's Pocket is your latest book. What is it about and what was the inspiration behind
it? It's an easy one. God's Pocket is an entire novel about not wanting to be an accountant. Kind of autofiction from that point of view. So I wrote this, obviously I became the accountant, but my protagonist is leaving school and doesn't want to be an accountant like his parents are forcing him to. So he instead runs away to an abandoned quarry and decides to write a novel, takes 6 months out and write a novel. But what it's really about is his group of friends that help him do that. And to me, it's a book about nostalgia, and it's a book about the cost of art to the artist. I don't think people really think about how hard it is to put yourself out on the page, you know? And I had that group of friends when I was 19. I had that group that we all broke into swimming pools at night, and we all fell in love with each other, because if you're swimming in a swimming pool at night, you're going to fall in love with someone. And I love that group of friends, like family to me. I had a relatively rough upbringing, and that group of friends was a family to me. But they're also, I don't know a lot of them anymore. And it's a book about nostalgia and about, I'm almost coming to terms with my own thoughts about those times. And what's lovely about writing it is that I wasn't sure what I'd find, but I found that I still love all those people like family. Even though I don't see them, it doesn't matter. Like, we were all there. We were all by that pool at night. And this is this weird thing that's been happening to me a lot. I feel like I'm going to cry.
I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah, it's such a strange thing. I think when I say something that's honestly true, and I'm trying to be as honest as possible, like, the tears always come. And yeah, I don't know if those friends of mine are listening, but I love you guys. And you got me through some dark times. And here come the tears. Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Phew. Yeah. I was going to ask about the title, God's Pocket, but
we can ask about that.
Speaking, it's been about like such a vivid experience. Yeah. And it makes for really vivid writing and lyrical writing. So
thank you.
That's awesome. My last question for you. What can we look forward to next, and how long do we have to wait?
Not long. That's the cool thing, is that I've got a book I'm really excited about. It comes out next year, Silver Penguin. It's called The Nicotine Gospel. Mm-hmm. And there's once again, a fictionalized version of my childhood, but it's this time it's set in Durban. It's not the Vivo world anymore. It's about brotherhood, and it's two young boys growing up in a house where their dad is quite eccentric and has created a gospel centered on cigarettes, on how smoking cigarettes. So he basically takes his kids to the petrol station and teaches them to analyze people by what cigarettes they smoke and how they smoke them. So it's this sort of, it's a dysfunctional thing, obviously, but it's sort of these two kids growing up in a very dysfunctional home and sort of learning how to love their dad and each other. And, I'm really excited about it. It's a lot of fun. It's also really close to my heart. It's the one that it's the first book I always thought would be published of mine. And I can't wait for it to come out. I'm a little bit scared of it coming out, because it's these ones, my personal feelings are a little bit hidden inside this like crazy fun adventure. Whereas this next one, they're going to be on display. Heart on My Sleeve, which as you can see is going to make me cry next year for sure.
We'll just make sure you've got tissues on you at all times.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. And to the listeners, both of Sven's books are available for purchase online and at all good bookstores. So grab your copy now.